The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated. Subhanallah, what a beautiful hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, innahu ja'ani jibreelu, that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to me. Faqala, and he stated, humbly stated, inna rabbaka yaqulu, ama yurdika ya Muhammadu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alla yusalliya alayka ahadum min ummatika, إِلَّا صَلَّيْتُ عَلَيْهِ عَشْرًا وَلَا يُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْكَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِكَ إِلَّا سَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ عَشْرًا Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Hazrat Jibreel Islam said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah azza wa jal has stated, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you not pleased with it that when anyone from your ummah sends salat upon you once, I shower mercy 10 times upon him. And when anyone from your ummah sends salam once, I send salam upon him 10 times. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned, Allah Almighty sending salam means either conveying salam to him through the angels or keeping him safe from calamities and troubles. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one all to another exciting and beautiful silsila of this beautiful silsila which is known as the light of guidance. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We all know this light of guidance indeed refers to the beautiful and wonderful religion of Islam, the religion of peace, the religion of harmony, the religion which teaches us muhabbat and love, the religion which teaches us how to respect not only our elders and our parents, rather our elders, parents, relatives, brothers, sisters, siblings, cousins, and our neighbors as well. And most importantly, how to respect one another as well. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This beautiful religion is indeed the light of guidance for indeed a person who follows the true teachings of this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, he ends up guided and he remains on the straight path. The moment a person turns away from this light of guidance, this deen of Islam, this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then unfortunately that person ends up being misguided and corrupted. Allahu Akbar. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our aqidah, our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone happy and grant everyone abundance of happiness. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we are coming to you from Johannesburg, South Africa, which is a very, very, very beautiful city. And we also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are so many bounties from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person can never ever understand, you know, the value of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are countless bounties. Leave all the bounties. Just one bounty we can never ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Let's take an example of breathing. When we, you know, breathe in and out, this breathing in, we take in oxygen and passing out carbon dioxide. This breathing in, what if we breathe in and something happens where we can't breathe out? What's going to happen to us? We'll die. Let's say we breathe it out and we can't breathe in again. What's going to happen to us? We will die. Somebody says, no, I can count each and every breath. And he sits with a tasbih and he starts counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, when you're awake, maybe it's possible for you in, you know, maybe in the worst imagination. It's possible for you to count your breath. When you're awake, when you're sleeping, then who's going to count your breath? When you're sleeping, who are you going to give the responsibility to? So this is just one bounty which you're discussing, this breathing. Allahu Akbar, besides this, there are millions and millions and millions and trillions of bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Beshak, no doubt, subhanAllah, these eyes, these ears, this body, this mouth, this tongue, the teeth, everything is a bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise, this beautiful season, this beautiful atmosphere, this beautiful environment, the beautiful weather is also a very, very, very great bounty from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, as we all know, in this beautiful series, The Light of Guidance, we do discuss many topics which are relevant to today's time, as well as the topics which are relevant for the youth of today. The youngsters, alhamdulillah, many questions they have in their mind, many new things they want to know about, many youngsters don't know about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, various topics we discuss in this beautiful series. And today we have a very lovely and a very beautiful topic which we will be discussing, inshallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is the love which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for his blessed ummah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Previously we learned about the excellence of this ummah, and today we will be learning the love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for this ummah of his. Yes, as ummatis, we all love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearly. From the bottom of our hearts, we can sacrifice our wealth, our family, our parents, our children, everything on the blessed sandals of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the blessed dust which is under the sandals of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we have that love, that devotion for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today we'll be discussing the love which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for his ummatis, for his followers, for his servants, for his slaves. Subhanallah. Very beautiful topic. Let's all sit back, relax, and enjoy this beautiful topic. Let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain. Make good intentions such as, inshallah, whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will say Azza wa Jal, or Jalla Jalaluhu, or Jalla Shanuhu, or Ta'ala. I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will kiss my thumbs and place them on my eyes. I will recite durood, salutation, salawat, and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the name of any sahabi, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, or radiyallahu ta'ala anha, if it's a female. When I hear the name of any buzurg, any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. And these are the beautiful intentions you can make. Likewise, inshallah, I will be seated, you know, in this gathering, in this beautiful majlis of seeking ilmedin from beginning to end, inshallah. And whatever I learn, I will, inshallah, try to act upon it myself, firstly, and I will pass the knowledge on to others as well. Subhanallah. So these beautiful intentions you can make. In English we say, the more the merrier. The more intentions you make, the more good rewards and the more thawab you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. A very beautiful hadith is present in front of me. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he narrates this beautiful hadith, and he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the judgment day, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will be present in a vast plain near the arsh, the divine throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he alayhi salam will have two green clothes on him. He will be looking, you know, at every person from his offspring who will be going to paradise, and he will be looking at those people from his offspring who will be going to Jahannam, to hell. Allahu Akbar. In the meantime, he alayhi salam will see a person of my ummah going into hell. Who is mentioning this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That as Adam alayhi salam will see a person from my ummah going to hell, as Adam alayhi salam will call out and he will say, O Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will say, Labbaik Abu al-Bashar. That, you know, I am present, O father of mankind, O father of the human beings. Subhanallah. O Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, I am present. So Adam alayhi salam will say, this person of your ummah is going to into hell. Hearing this, Allah, I will quickly follow the angels walking swiftly. And I will say, oh, the angels of my Rabb, stop. They will humbly request that we are appointed angels. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, we do it. We do not disobey Him. When I will feel sad and humbly say, pointing towards the divine throne by holding my blessed beard with my left hand, oh my merciful Rabb, didn't you promise me that you will not let me face disrespect regarding my ummah? Subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions and he says, a voice will come from the throne. Oh angels, obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and let this person return. Subhanallah. He says, I will then take out a piece of white paper from my pouch, and after putting it on the right pan of the scale of deeds, the scale in which our deeds are going to be weighed, our good deeds and our bad deeds, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will then take out a piece of white paper from my pouch, and after putting it on the right pan of the scale deeds, I will say, Bismillah, Allah, Allah, subhanallah, wa Allah's name, I begin with, oh, with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. So the pan of good deeds will get heavier than the pan of bad deeds. Allah, a voice would come. He is fortunate. He has attained prosperity and his scale, meaning his pan of good deeds, has become heavy. Take him to Jannah. Take him to paradise. Subhanallah. That bondsman will say, oh, the angels of my Rabb, wait. Let me talk to the one who has great respect in the blessed court of his merciful Rabb. Then he will say, may my parents be sacrificed for you. How lovely is your luminous face and how beautiful is your appearance. You have forgiven my mistakes and had pity on my tears. Who are you? Allahu Akbar. So I will say to him, I am your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the durood which you would send to me. It has benefited you completely as per your need. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is this blessed hadith which Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned. Many, many beautiful pearls we can attain from this blessed hadith. And number one is that from this hadith we can see the knowledge of the unseen, the ilmul ghaib of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this incident didn't take place as yet. It will take place on the day of judgment. And my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning this to his Sahaba ikram more than 1400 years ago. Allahu Akbar. Approximately more than 1400 years ago, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning this to his Sahaba ikram in detail. Each and everything. What is going to happen? What will happen? How will it happen? What will that person say? What will I say? You know, everything is being discussed. If this is not the knowledge of the unseen of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what is this? No doubt indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the knowledge of the unseen, and He has granted him the knowledge of ma kana wa ma yakun, whatever has happened, whatever is happening, whatever will happen. All of these knowledges Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why how beautiful Ala Hazrat says, He says, aur koi ghaib kya? Tumse niha ho bhala? Aur koi ghaib kya? Tumse niha ho bhala? Jab na khuda hi chupa, tum pe karodo durood. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the knowledge of the unseen of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. It should also be remembered here that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's act of pointing towards the arsh by his blessed hand is for making a request in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on the arsh and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will gesture with his blessed hand for him. No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have learned this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from place, from makan, from zaman, from jihad, from direction. All of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, is free from these things. So saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the arsh, ma'adhala, that will be proving a place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be proving, you know, makan, zaman, jihad, direction, all of these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all of these things, subhanallah. So when it is mentioned here that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will point towards the arsh by his blessed hands, it is for making a request. It is for making a request in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also free from sound. Allah azza wa jal possesses the attributes which befit His glory. Subhanallah, subhanallah. From this beautiful narration, we also come to learn a very, very beautiful point. And what is that? Is the excellence And the blessings of reciting durood, salutations, salawat, and salam upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is that? That, you know, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that piece of paper and placed it in by saying Bismillah, and it became heavier. And later on, when that person asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Subhanallah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that, you know, this is the durood which you would send to me, and it has benefited you completely as per your need. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, this is the beauty of reciting durood salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we learned today, also in the beginning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned when anyone sends salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, also sends salam upon, you know, that personality. And subhanallah, we have learned today. So this is the beauty of reciting durood salutations, salawat and salam upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a beautiful action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Holy Quran to recite durood salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned that inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Indeed, Allah and His angels send salat upon the conveyor of the news of unseen, upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the hukum also came that, oh, you who believe, oh believers, you should also send salam and abundance durood and salutations upon the noble and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. A very beautiful point which you also come to learn from this blessed hadith is that on the judgment day, where everyone will be worried about himself, about herself, you know, even a mother will not worry about her child, a father will run away from his son, nobody will be worried about anyone, everyone will be worried, nafsi, nafsi, himself, what state am I, what's going to happen to me? Allah, but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Yawma yafirrul mar'u min akhihi, wa ummihi, wa abihi, wa sahibatihi, wa banihi, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, on that day, men will flee from his own brother, and from his mother and father, and from his wife and sons. On that day, each one has just one worry, which is sufficient for him, for not caring about others. Subhanallah. On that day, where everyone will be worried about, you know, himself, everyone has the tension of only themselves, on that day, may we be sacrificed on the blessed Na'alayni Park of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the blessed dust under the blessed sandals of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that difficult time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be worried for the sinful people of his ummah. Allahu Akbar. And he will intercede on their behalf. He will intercede on our behalf. He will supplicate and request and make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our behalf, that we should be freed from the punishment. We should be taken out of Jahannam. Subhanallah. Is this not the love which my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for his ummatis, for his nation, for his people? Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Another very beautiful hadith is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, on the day of judgment, all the Prophets alayhi wasalam will be present on their gold pulpits. Subhanallah. But my pulpit will be empty, because I will be standing silently in the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lest I be ordered to go to heaven and my ummah remains worried after me. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal will say, O beloved, I will make the decision about your ummah according to your wish. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then I will humbly say, Allahumma ajjil hisabahum. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the accountability of their deeds quickly. Subhanallah. And I will repeatedly make a request for it until I will be given a list of the people of my ummah who have gone into hell, those who have entered the hell, and I will keep taking them out of the hell by interceding on behalf of them. Subhanallah. Then my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions and he says, and in this way, nobody from my ummah will be left for the torment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is this hadith? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has that love, that special affection, that muhabbat, Allahu Akbar, that connection for his ummah. Al-Hazrat makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Ya ilahi, har jaga تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو، جب پرے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو، یا الہی جب زبانیں باہر آئے پیاس سے، صاحب کوثر شہ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، یا الہی نامہ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے، عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو، یا الہی گرمی محشر سے جب بھر کے بدن، دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو، یا الہی سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، یا الہی جب سرے شمشیر پر چلنا پڑے، ربی سلم کہنے والے غمزدہ کا ساتھ ہو، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، یا الہی جو دعائیں نیک ہم تجھ سے کرے، قدسیوں کے لب سے آمین ربنا کا ساتھ ہو، یا الہی سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful دعا اللہ حضرت is making in the court of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی، and he says یا الہی بھول جاؤ نزعہ کی تکلیف کو، شادی دیدار حسن مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو، یا الہی جب رضا خواب گراں سے سر اٹھائے، دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، every moment when there is difficulty, trouble, you know, we are going to be punished, we will be facing the torment, the punishment, and ya Allah, on that day keep us in the saya and in the shade of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When our book of deeds are going to be open, then put us in the shade of that personality who conceals our faults and hides our sins. When we have to walk across the bridge of Sirat, then ya Allah, make us stay with that personality who will say, Sallim, Sallim, Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim, ya Allah, grant them safe passage, ya Allah, grant them safe passage. Let us be with that personality. Ya Allah, when it is so hot that our tongues come out of thirst, then let us drink the water of Kawthar from the hands of Sahib Kawthar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when hisab is going to be done, when accountability will be done, let us be with that personality, subhanallah, who favors his beloved ummah, who loves his beloved ummah. Ya Allah, when time comes for us to leave this world, ya Allah, let us forget about the pains, the agonies of death. How? By making ziyarat of the face of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, ya Allah. All of these duas Ala Hazrat makes in the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Then he says, ya Allah, make it such when Ahmad Raza, when every Sunni wakes up on the day of judgment, then we wake up in such a state that our hearts, our lives, our blood, our veins, everything is pumping with the love and the muhabbat and the ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every moment we should always be drowned in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so much love for us. Every moment, every second, every time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought about his ummah, he worried about his ummah, he had that connection, that love for his ummah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We as ummatis, what are we doing? On that day when we will need so much assistance, so much help, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there. But ask yourself a question. We are not even deserving of this. We are sinful people, filthy people. Yes, as human beings, we commit sins. Knowingly, unknowingly, we commit sins, ma'adallah. But ask yourself this question, that Nabi who loves us so much, that Nabi who has such a connection with us, what are we doing? We claim to be the servants of that Nabi, we claim to be the slaves of that Nabi, we claim to be the lovers of that Nabi. Are we following the sunnahs of that Nabi? Are we following the teachings of that Nabi? Are we following the methods of that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we following the footsteps of that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we making that Nabi our role model? Or are we making any actor, any actress, any you know, social media personality, any player, any this? Are we making these people our role models, or are we making that personality who was supposed to be our role model, are we making him as our role model? This is a question which I'm asking you. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has immense love for his ummah, and he showed this love to his sahaba ikram. He showed this love, you know, in the various ahadith you can find. But as ummatis, what is our role? What are we doing in return? What are we doing? Yes, we learn these beautiful ahadiths, we read about them, it makes our eyes, you know, wet with the tears. But after a few moments, we forget everything and we carry on with our nonsense ways, our ways in which we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't work like that. As believers, as slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every moment should be filled and drowned in the love and the ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beautiful hadith which we are learning, and at the same time, let's all make good intentions that inshallah, from today, namaz is fard, we will not miss even a single salah. Inshallah, from today, we will not miss even a single fast in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, from today, if zakat is necessary on us, we will completely pay our zakat without any hesitation, without any, you know, hard feelings in our heart, or without any feelings. We will always pay, you know, zakat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If hajj is fard upon us, we will go for hajj inshallah wholeheartedly. Whatever is necessary upon us inshallah, we will do that. We will inshallah keep a forceful beard. We will abstain from sinning. We will do those deeds which attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all the lovely things we will be doing inshallah. This intention I want everyone to make today, now. Say inshallah and make a firm intention that inshallah azza wa jal, from today we will act upon the footsteps and the sunnah of my beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen. Sallu al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. My dear Islamic brothers, every person knows that the universe is very vast, but it has a limit. Everyone knows that the earth is very spacious, but it definitely has a limit. Everyone knows that the ocean is very vast, but the edges and the depth definitely have limits. Everyone knows that the stars are great many in number, but yes, they also have a limit. Everyone knows that the number of creation is very high, but it definitely has a limit. But remember, the blessed love and affection which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for his ummah is like that ocean whose depth and edges are unimaginable and unknown to all of us. Allahu Akbar. The kind affection, the kind muhabba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In Surah Tawbah, 11th para, verse number 128, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, there has come to you a messenger from amongst yourselves. Heavy upon him is your suffering. He desires your well-being immensely, utmost kind, merciful for the Muslims. Subhanallah. Regarding this blessed verse, it is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. This ayah is speaking about his mercy and the affection for the Muslims that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Now let's listen to a few examples of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy and affection for the Muslims. Number one, keeping the difficulties of the weak, the ill, and the working people of the ummah in mind, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not put off the Isha Salah until 1/3 of the night. Isha Salah is not delayed until middle of the night or 1/3 of the night. No. As soon as the time for Isha starts, you perform Isha Salah. Subhanallah. And for those that are working, for those that, you know, have jobs, those who have families, for those who are busy, for those that are sick, for those that are weak, it's in a perfect time you perform the Isha Salah. It's not very late that you have to stay up until so long, until so late in the night, and difficult for you to wake up the next morning to go for work, to go for your businesses. No. Taking care of this need of the ummah, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he did not, you know, put off the Isha Salah until 1/3 of the night. Subhanallah. Number two, keeping the ill people and the children in mind, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered not to have a very prolonged qiraat in salah. Number three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not offer nafil salah regularly in the night so that it does not become fard for the ummah. Allahu Akbar. Number four, to save the ummah from difficulty, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade them to observe fast of Sawm-e Wisal. What is Sawm-e Wisal? Means keeping fast continuously without having iftar. And, you know, keeping fast continuously in this way, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped. And he forbade that, you know, don't observe this Sawm-e Wisal. No. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do it. That's his speciality. That's his exclusivity. He is unique. He is special. But, you know, whilst worrying about his ummah, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not allow his ummah to do that. So may we say, subhanallah, subhanallah. Number five, keeping the difficulty of the ummah in mind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make hajj fard every year. Hajj is fard only once in a lifetime. And that too, if you meet all the conditions, the required conditions, then only Hajj is fard upon you. Hajj was not made fard every year. Otherwise, how would people go for Hajj? What would people do? Allahu Akbar, keeping the conditions of his ummah in his mind. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Showing affection to Muslims. Number six, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded to have ramal in only 3 rounds of tawaf instead of all the rounds. Subhanallah. Number seven, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get busy with worship the whole night and would weep anxiously for the forgiveness of his ummah in the merciful court and the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that being in a standing position for a very long time, the blessed feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often swell. But this is the love which my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his ummah. This is the love which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed towards his ummah. Subhanallah. And look, these are just few examples which we gave. That my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought about the ummah. That no, the elders will have a difficulty in this matter. The young children will have a difficulty in this matter. The sick people will have a difficulty in this matter. The poor people will have a difficulty in this matter. And whilst keeping all of that into consideration, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, kept the laws of Sharia and made certain things haram, halal, permissible, not permissible, once in a lifetime, sometimes, not every time. All of these things were made by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very, very, very wise manner, where he took care of the difficulties of his ummah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. If we study the blessed life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it seems as if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered his ummah throughout his blessed apparent life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would worship in the night for the forgiveness and the salvation of his ummah, and he would weep in the isolation of the caves. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cry whilst reciting the Holy Quran, and he would beseech in the merciful court of Allah Almighty by thinking about the sins of the ummah, by thinking about the sins of his ummah and the severities of the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would weep whilst listening to the verse of the Holy Quran, which contains the mention that every ummah will be asked to bring a witness, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be made a witness on all people. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the whole night reciting a single verse. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform long qiyams and rukus. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would put his blessed forehead in sajda and ask for the goodness of his ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would worship in the night and would make du'as for the salvation of the sinful people of his ummah from the trials and tribulations of the grave and the judgment day. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat says, Ashka shabhar intizare afi ummat me bahe. میں فدا خود چاند اللہ اکبر سبحان اللہ میں فدا خود چاند اور اختر شماری واہ واہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, he could sleep the entire night. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, you know, it wasn't necessary for him to cry upon for his ummah. No. But this was the love which my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. میں فدا خود چاند اور اختر شماری واہ واہ سبحان اللہ. A very beautiful narration. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his blessed hands, both his blessed hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he made dua tearfully for the ummah, and he humbly said, Allahumma ummati ummati, O Allah Almighty, my ummah, my ummah. Allah Almighty ordered Jibreel alayhi salam to go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Rabb knows very well, but ask him, what is the reason for his weeping? Allah, Allah, Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked as he was commanded. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him the entire state and expressed his concern for the ummah. Sayyidina Jibreel Amin humbly said to Allah Almighty, O Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated this thing, and Allah Almighty is all knowing. Allah Almighty ordered Jibreel alayhi salam, go and tell my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we will soon please you regarding your ummah and will not let you feel sad. Allah Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah Mawlana Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul ridwan, very, very beautifully states, he says, dear brothers, you are busy disobeying the one who truly loves you, who is magnificent, who is the essence of faith and treasure of goodness, who possesses the matchless beauty which has adorned the entire world. Subhanallah, who has shouldered the responsibility of the entire universe, who forgot the meal of the day and the sleep of the night. You are busy with sports and frolics, and he was busy day and night weeping and feeling sad for your forgiveness. Though Allah Almighty has made night for rest, and everyone, whether the king or a poor person, wants to take rest at that time, but your beloved and magnificent Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not rest and sleep, but rather put his blessed forehead in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, O Allah Almighty, my ummah is sinful, forgive them and save all of their bodies from the fire of hell. Allah. But this is the beautiful words of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. How beautifully Ala Hazrat has mentioned, and he says that, you know, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spent his nights awake making dua, requesting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for y'all, and y'all are busy in worldly things. Y'all are moving away from the zikr of that Rasul. Y'all are moving away from the remembrance of that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How do y'all call yourselves the ardent lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How do y'all call yourselves the ardent followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How beautifully Allah has put it in his beautiful words. And the summary is, as I mentioned now, that, you know, Ashq Shabbar Intizari, Afi Ummat Me Behe, Me Fida, Chand or You, Akhtar Shumari, Wah Wah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Sayyidina Qusam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the blessed companion who was the last to come out of the blessed grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam after lowering the blessed body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, I am the last one to see the luminous blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the blessed grave. I saw that the blessed lips of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam were moving in the luminous grave. Subhanallah. He says, when I got my ears near the blessed mouth of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I heard him saying, Rabbi ummati, ummati. That is, O gracious Lord, my ummah, my ummah. Allahu Akbar. There is a blessed hadith on this as well that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, after my apparent demise, I will always keep on calling, Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. That is, O gracious Lord, my ummah, my ummah, until the second trumpet will be blown. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Muhaddis Azim Pakistan, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sardar Ahmed, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would say, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam remembered us throughout his life. How? By saying, ummati, ummati. Even in his luminous grave, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, ummati, ummati. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam will continue to do so until the judgment day. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will say, ummati, ummati, on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. He further on says, in reality, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said ummati only once, and we say, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibullah, Ya Nurullah, Ya Mustafa, Ya Mujtaba, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, throughout our life, then we would not be able to fulfill the right of his saying ummati just once. Today, people, you know, start laying false accusations on you. Today, people start targeting you. Why are you saying, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Habibullah, Ya Nurullah? Munawwar Sardar Ahmed very beautifully says that your entire life, if you even say, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Habibullah, Ya Mustafa, and you call unto Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even then you will not be able to fulfill the right of even one time when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ummati. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Our situation was supposed to be such that every second, our heartbeat, our breathing, everything was supposed to say, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah. Because believe me, you by Allah, every moment we are indebted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every moment we need to pay as a token of appreciation in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because by Allah, the favors which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has done upon us, the blessings, the bounties which he has showered upon us, by Allah, our entire lives we may spend in sajda, but we will never ever be able to thank him for this beautiful, bounty and this beautiful excellence he has bestowed upon this ummah. Subhanallah, hum kahe ya nabi, wo kahe ummati, ummati teri kismat pe lakho salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beauty of this ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the beauty of being in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the beauty of being in the nation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how beautiful is this? And as we learned previously that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had a desire to be a part of this ummah. I mean, Anbiya alayhi salam had a desire to be a part of this ummah because they knew the rank, the status, the martaba of this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Definitely, as Musa alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is amongst the Ulul Azm, one of the five greatest prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no comparison between any ummati and Musa alayhi salam. He is definitely above us all. But look at the desire which he showed. To show us that this is the status of your ummah, that even Anbiya alayhim salam have the desire to be a part of this ummah. So the lesson which I want everyone to take away from today's silsila is that, yes, we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn now how much love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to us. But my question to you is that, what are we doing? Are we living our lifestyle in accordance to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we following the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we following the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If we are doing all of that, then Mubarak to you. But if you are not doing that, then ask yourself, this claim you are making, I mean, you are saying that you are slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you can't wake up for Fajr Salah. You are saying you are the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you can't adorn your face with a fussful beard. You are saying you are the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you can't perform your 5-time salah. You are saying you are the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you prefer your family over the salah. You are saying you are the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you give preference to this world over the teachings of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are saying you are the slave of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you give preference to this world over the akhirah. You give preference to, you deceive others, you lie, you cheat, you steal, you backbite, you have jealousy, you go against Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the end you claim that, we are the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then believe me, this is mere lip service. It is not from the bottom of your heart. If you are saying you are a slave, you are an ardent lover and a follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you were supposed to be following the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You were supposed to be following in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what you were supposed to be doing. So it's time for us to wake up from the senseless sleep we are in. It's time for us to wake up from this dilemma which we are in and start opening your eyes, start thinking. Start realizing, what are you doing? Which situation are you in? What is your position? What is your status? And make an intention from today that I am a lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am a follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will become a practicing lover and follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make an intention and say, inshallah, that inshallah from today we will not miss our salah, we will stay away from sins, we will go towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will save ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will save and distance ourselves from all those things which bring upon or which earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. With these few words, unfortunately, we have come towards the conclusion of today's beautiful silsila. Alhamdulillah, remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. The moment you lose this love by Allah, you will lose everything. So instill this love and instill this love in the hearts of your beloved ones. Also, there is no compromise on aqidah. There is no compromise in the love and respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our savior. He is our leader. He is Mustafa. He is Mujtaba. He is Rasulullah, Nabiullah, Habibullah, Nurullah, Subhanallah. And he is, the crown of our head. We are his servants, we are his slaves, we respect him, his sahaba ikram, his relatives, his ahl-e-bayt-e-athar, and you know the awliya-i-kiram, we respect all of these great personalities. Your entire life should be spent in the love and the honor and reverence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We hope to meet you soon, inshallah. Next episode, inshallah, of the Light of Guidance, we will come with another beautiful and exciting topic, inshallah. Till then, remain happy, stay happy, be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you, your family members, everyone, abundance of barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability and the tawfiq of visiting the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara with our relatives, our parents, our Murshid-e Kareem, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan and every month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to visit the blessed cities of Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Remain happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone happy.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance.